Yo. Where are we? One more point before we go right there. We're discussing the Gemara. Over for sure, the Gemara says that if you rub a kapan, you have mina. And then I'm having meskana of the rava. The difference between treifus and shechita. The treifus needs to write really naim ashenkein by shechita. Oh, so the question is, lefize ebeze, and the chayyur the Gemara could have answered this before we had a kasha. On the other top of it, we had a kasha from shachar tchatzi gageres. Shah Bakade Shita Acheres Gamra Shitasak Shay Yama Mesa Masakarai Itchafala. Yeah? Itchafala. Why is Vishakti Khatzi Gagaris? And Shah, why is the kosher if you finish? Why we say Itchafa? So what's the answer? That Treif, Rava could have answered Chayra, that Rava nearly night. Rava nearly night. Yeah? Meaning the difference between Treif and Shita. Like Treif and Achnami. Rava's Maida, you need nearly night. Chayra, the Gemara could have answered. Maybe Gemara had better terrors. I don't know. But Chayra, at first glance, the Gemara could have answered this. Yeah? Now, Abba Zabdi Mimaisha, the Lefid Ben Gershom, the Gemara couldn't answer. Why? What does the Ben Gershom say? The Gemara says, back to the Gemara before, alright? Ben Gershom inside the Gemara. Yamrit Mechza Mechza Keroid Itchafullah. The Ben Gershom seems to learn the Gemara different than we learn Kipshuta. And the Gemara's kasha is as a treifa. He learns, Itchvla behema sheshoha b'roiv asimin the amrinon the ain echoshev k'roiv lo yitchvfo b'ois eshia sheshoha b'chatzi simin. Why the amrinon shadayin lo yichashuvas cholas shchita avol the amrinon mechze k'roiv hischala shchita hi haschala shchita hi. So it's not a very interesting. The Gemara. So he's learning the Gemara way different. In other words, how is he learning the Gemara? When the Gemara says, yeah, itrefa, what does that mean? The Gemara is saying it should be a treifa, right? Or no, the Gemara is saying, the shayla of the Gemara is, did the shechita start? Which would mean, l'chayra, that what the Gemara is saying is, that if you hold, if you hold mechza is kiroiv, yes, to mean the shechita started. If the shechita started, then you have it. Then there's a shehiya. That's the chayr is the pshat and ben gershon. We're not worried about treif. The chayr is the field, right? We're not worried about treifus. Not saying that became treif. The shechita started, so mele is a shehiya. The child is not that it became treif. The child is. The shayla is, did the shechita start that it should be a shehiya? And Zochtim and Maisha, you see from this Ben Gershom, that she is a paslus. It's not just a breaks it up. She is a paslus. In other words, because the chayra, he could be saying that be'etzem, there's no issue of treifa when you cut half. Right? Like Gemara says later, treifa is different. So what was Gemara's kasha? Not that it's a trait, not that it's a trait because you cut half. The Gemara's kasha is that you started the shechita. If you started the shechita, now it's chal shem shehiya. Because you started the shechita, aschala shechita. The whole sugi is, the whole issue of the Gemara is an aschala shechita, loy aschala shechita, going to Ben Gershom. Whole new pshat in the sugi. We're not handling trait. Well, the chayrfi is there, it's a little funny. But the chayrfi, so what's the say? He's seen him that she is a paslus. Because if there's no problem with treifa, You take the Gemara Hakim Shuta. Gemara says Treifa. No, it's not an issue of Treifa. Why not? L'chayra. At the Gemara later, there's no issue of Treifa. Yeah? That's the Gemara wasn't even asking that. So what is the issue? Did the Shechita start? Yeah? So that means if it just breaks it up, Hare was saying that's not a Treifa. So it be, there won't be a problem of Shia. Elamai is going that Shia apostles. This is a very important regeshim in Yenishayla. In Yenishayla, what is the gather of Shia? I think it is. You see from Megarish that she apostles. Because the Chayra would not go, because Chatzikon is not Treifa. He's taking the Gemara not Kipshutai. The whole Shaila did the Shechita start. He said, if it's not a Treifa, so what's the problem? Elamashi, if the Shechita, if the Shechita started, if he Rav, then there's a Psul Shia. So then, Betzem, then it comes a little funny though. Then the word Treif in Gemara is Labdafka, it's really Nevela. Because once you're saying that it's Psul in the Shechita, the Emerge doesn't cheshbin this. Once you're saying that it's Mukhach in the Mergershim, that it's a Psul Shechita, yeah, it's a Psul, she is a Psul in the Shechita, so then, if the Psul in the Shechita, it's a Nevela, not a Treifa. Right? So then now, it's a little funny the Gemara. So why does Gemara say Treifa? Gemara is saying, if Gemara is really saying it's a psul shita, then it's going to come out that a treif is lavdafka. It's not only isn't the Gemara handling it should be a treifa, but the treif is lavdafka and it will be a nevela. Because insofar that we're saying Gemara's kasha wasn't that shechting half should make it a treifa. Gemara is saying shechting half is as chol as a shita and mel is a psul shia. So what happens if it's a psul shia? It's a nevela. Right? So you have to lavdafka Gemara when Gemara says treifa. We're double lavdafka in the Gemara. Not only isn't the Gemara asking, Stam, it should be a treifa, Gemara is saying that it should be as chol as a shechita, it should be considered shehiyah, but even the word treifa is wrong, it should be nevela. That's the chayr that comes out from this Ben Gersh. Samela, lefizeh, that's why the Gemara before didn't discuss, couldn't answer this kasha. If the Gemara's kasha was, if mechza keroy, it's a treifa, yeah, okay, so what do you mean? It's not a pasha, Rava says it's not a treifa. Then you can have a question, why does the Gemara bring in the Machlokes by Rava earlier? So you can say, Much the Kashi. You can say, man, Much is better there, it's more simple, whatever. But according to Ben Gershim, the Gemara is not handling Treifa. That could be the Gemara knows that there's a possibility to say that Treifa is totally in the nearly night. Right? The Gemara's handling is the Shechita start. It's a whole new pshat in the Gemara. Only Pshat in the Gemara. And the Nafkamin is, we see from the Nafkamin in our Hakira, we've been handling the whole time, and Nafkamin, this is Rabbi Gershom, is, you see that she is a psul. It's a pasuk. If it just broke it up, we're going now, it's not a treifa. So what's the problem? What's the Gemara's kasha? Elamai, the Gemara is saying, Vivai, the Shechita started, there's a pasulus of Shia over here. That's what I'm saying, come on Nafkamin, that's an avail, not a treifa. Then it's a little awkward in the Gemara. The Gemara says treifa. Adka. Weiter. Oh, so Abaye says, no, you can't mechal between treifa and shechita. I'm Abaye. Call the chenu. Masha the mashu mitrefa. Hechad bein ruba, bein ruba in early night. And shechita that deka ruba. Lo yis kasha like call shechita bein ruba in early night. Says Rashi. Matreif. The ikka mekayma is tuva. The mitrefa behu b'mashu. Right, our treif is a mashu gain who's a veshet, barei, badakin. It's still binyan ruvin ayim kaim mishuska b'hen roiv kugay mekana. We do say roiv of the kana is treif. Ubuchut veshedra. So then we say. so we still you want to say that you need nearly ayim, even though it's easier to become treifa shechita da'adik rublei miskasha that filum on the machshir. Mishum the kari le ruba, mishum the kari le ruba. Again, Rashi says again, we were saying the whole time that mir karoiv is karoiv. The kari le ruba. Why is the kasher kari le ruba? Vamuta kula maido semela. So there by shechita we mamish you need a roiv. So of course, if by treif you need a nearly naim kol shem shechita, then we don't say ruba. Yeah, Ruba is correct. The Mechs is correct. Oh, says the Gemara. Elamai, says the Gemara, you had it all wrong. El Tchul Al Mechs, Mechs, Ainu Karay. Everyone knows Mechs, Ainu Karay. Chayitmar, the Rav, or the Rav Kana, Lin Pesach Chayitmar, Haresh Hoy Yisrael, the Din is by Karm Pesach, the Roiv Tmeyim, then you can bring the carbon B'tumah. The Din of Pesach Sheni is only when there's a Miyat Tmeyim, that then the Torah bring it on the first day, on the Pesach Rishon, Tmeyim bring it Pesach Sheni. But if it's Roiv Tmeyim, Tumotra B'tzibur, and you can bring it B'tumah. So now the question is, what about 50-50? Rav Kan in the Pesachet Ma'areisha Yisrael Mechza Matayrim. Mechza Tmeyim, Rav Oma Mechza, Mechza Kiroiv. Rav Kan Oma Mechza, Mechza Eina Kiroiv. Says Rashi, Mechza, Mechza Kiroiv. Utahirim Oysen La'atzmon, B'tahara, Utmeim Oysen La'atzmon, B'tomo. V'imitchli Pesach Sheini, Ki Yechidim. Eina Kiroiv. V'nedochen ha'tameyim l'sheini. Oh. So here Gemara switches, okay, so we're not arguing about Shechita, we're arguing about specifically Gabe Karm Pesach. I was wondering, yeah, I didn't see anyone talks about this, I asked for Abraham, I read, in the beginning of Sugya we had B'chleges Rashba and Rashi. Yeah, I gotta think Taisa weighs in on that. Right? Both Mechleges Rashba and Rashi. Some had a lot of Mechleges Rashba and Rashi, that's what we're saying. But specifically, when Rav says Mechza Karoiv, is that a clown called Tarakula? Or is it specifically by Shechita? Yeah? Zebi. Rashba said that when Rav said in the beginning of the Sugya, Mechza Karoiv, it's talking about. Wherever it says Roiv in the Torah, it means Mechza. The call is the Geshayla. Okay? Then, and here's Raya, is because Gemara asked from Tano. Yeah? Which is a problem for Rashi. So now, when the Gemara falls off, and the Gemara says, it means Raya from Shechita, right? We have Raya from Shechita, from the Trefus, and we call the Chayim to Shechita. Now, so that by there we say mechza 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 is not correct. What about call in the rest of the Torah? What about in the rest of the Torah? In other words, when we fall off from treifa, right? And the Gemara didn't say once we fall by treifa automatically we fall off by shechita. Because once you see one place Mechz is not Karoiv, then we see that the Klal Mechz Karoiv is not true, right? The Gemara, Rav was willing to Mechal. Abai needs the whole Klal Vachaymer to argue in Rav, right? So the question is, if the Rajba, I'm showing you the fact that there was a Hadmin say Dafka Treifa and not everywhere else. So everywhere else could be Mechz is Karoiv. Abai just argued in Rav and said, one second, if you're married to my trade, you have to be married by Shechita. What about in Kol Tarkula? And what other places, whatever place the Rav was talking about, the Mechza could be Karoi. It's only by Shechita and Treifas that we fall off. We had a problem. So why is the Gemara jumping, running to Pesach? Right? Why are you running to Pesach? Whatever those places that the Raj was talking about, where he said the Gemara Shaila was Metzah Karayv, so that in the that could we don't fall off. That's a Metzah Karayv by all those places. That's a hard that happened to Gemara. But anyway, Barashi, Chayr Lernagdad, and Chayr Tais also Lernagdad, because Tais discusses over here, Tais asked the Kasha from, yeah? From Erevin, that Paris Kaimid is mutter. So Taisa says, we'll go back to Taisa in a minute. I just want to see the Shem Yeshachalik, the Hacha Isser Vituma, the Haslamani Mechitza. Like that. Taisa will not smachalik between us and Erevin. Yeah? Here we say Mechs is Naka, right? And over there we say Paris Kaimid is mutter. So the chiluk between, what does it say? Isser betuma and over there. So now Taisa is being very specific that our sugya is about Isser and Tumah, meaning Shechit and Tumah, right? As opposed to Erevin, we'll see soon what the Svar might be to Mechalik, between us and there. Yeah? But when Tais is, who's against who over here? Yeah? It's Isser, meaning it's specific whatever's in our Sugya. Shechita and Tana. Yeah? This Mashma, that's not a broad Shaila. It's not an international Shaila like the Raj wants to say, Mechses Kroyim is all over. Akabanim, the Gemara says, right there, Bahasa my time in the Rav. Yeah? So Gemara is looking for a Makar. Right? The Gemara is more Geshmak if you say that Be'etzim, we said we got rid of Mechses Kroyim all the place. Mechses Kroyim, and over there, Mechses is not Kroyim. Dafka over there is Karoib. So Gemara wants to know. If generally speaking, Mechs is not Karoib, so Mech tastes that over there, it is Karoib. Right? We need, that's why Gemara is looking for a Pasuk. Because we just chucked the whole idea of Mechs is Karoib. Right? So then why should if Mechs generally is not Karoib, so why over there is it Karoib? And it's interesting that here the Gemara is not a Pasuk, and Pesachim Grad, the Gemara doesn't mean not a Pasuk. And there seems to be a difference between Rashi by us and Rashi in Pesachim, Lagabe, what is the side of Rav? When Rav says in Pesachim, yes, Mechza Temeim, Mechza Tahirim, Rav says Mechza Kiroiv, what's the din? Yeah, Tahirim Meisel Hatzman, Temeim Meisel Hatzman, Betuma, Leimit Lepesach Sheini. Yeah, says Rashi. What's our pasuk? It says ish kiyah tamu nefesh lenefesh ish nitche vein tzibah nitche. So Rashi gives the whole shkotayra. Yeah, Rashi gives the whole shkotayra. What is this drasha? First, my time the Rashi is Rashi. Aba alma amid lehav karay. Which is about alma not karay. Right. So the Rashi never really said that. The chsev ish ish nitche. Yeah. Yitche l'sheni upalga. Says Rashi, "Nehi the rub loy mikri miu mechal yichid and nafki v'loy mitchi." Says Rashi, when Rav says mechz kiroiv, just kidding, fake news. Even by pesach by pesach is not mechz kiroiv. Mechz is not kiroiv. So mechz is not kiroiv. So why aren't they nitche to pesach sheni? The mi tumah. Why didn't if it's a mechz tumah? Eis nakaroy, why in the nitcha? Says Rashi, Upalga nehi the rubalay mikri. Yeah? Mechza, al mechza is nakaroy. Rubalay mikri. Miyu mechlal yechidim nafkal. Nafkalu. It's nishti nishti. Yeah? It's not roy, but it was yotz mechlal ish. Ish is a yachid. Ish nidche. Half of Klai Yisrael, you can't call him ish. So Mela, the parsha of Pesach Sheni, which it says by ish, mechza mechza, although it's not keroiv, still, he's not nidche. That's what Rav is saying. Yeah? But if you look at Rashi in Pesachim, Rashi didn't say that. Look at the Lekutei Rashi. Rabba Mechza Mechza Keroi. Halo Ois L'atzma B'tayra. Halo Ois L'atzma B'tumma. Tayrim L'atzma B'tumma. Dehava Keroi. L'roiv Tayrim L'atzma B'tumma. Temeim L'shein L'mitchu. Mishum Dehava Nami Ruba. Ruba L'shein L'mitchu. So there Rashi is saying, interesting, that the din of that Rav holds Mechza Keroiv applies on the two halves of the statement. There's two halves of the statement. One half is that the Tahirim Oisim L'atzman, and what does that mean? That the Tahirim can't do it B'tumma. Because the halach is, yeah, if it's Roiv Tmeim, then the Tahirim goes to do B'tumma. Tumma Hodra B'tziba. Then the time goes to Tumah. Says Rashi that in Rav, yeah, because Tahirim, Yes? Because mechze is karayv. Yeah? Because mechze is karayv. That's why the tahirim can't do betumma. Because it's rife tahirim. And midah giza, why aren't the tameim nidche? Not because they're not a yachid. Why is tameim nidche? Says Rashi. V'roiv tahirim lavetum. Tameim l'sheni lo mitchu mishum nahavan ham ruba. Ruba l'sheni lo mitchu. One second. I know. What?
It's just why I say that.
It's fair. I don't know. It's bothering me. Echanami. It's good kasha. One second. Let's just see what Rashi is saying. Rashi says, why is the mechza tmeim? Why aren't they nidche? Says Rashi. What does Rashi say? Da haveruba. Veruba l'shein le'mitchi. Not because they're not yechidim, like by us. So, you know, it's our sugya. It's funny. Our sugya is going that really mechza is, like Gemara said, mechza is not right. Yeah? Mechza is not right. So why over there? So what's going on over there? That's why Rabbi's not a pasuk. And that's why the Rashi has to explain the pasuk, even if mechza is not right. Yeah? The Gemara there seems to be going like the Havmin of our Gemara. There's a machlok is talking mechzes karayv. Mechz is karayv. Yeah, mechz Rav holds mechz karayv. I don't know why that sugya like forgot. You know, like just was mitalein from our sugya. But over there, it sounds like we're going mechz is karayv. And forget that's how Rav explains. And there's no pasuk over there. Yeah, mechz is karayv. And that's why Rashi over there explains both parts of the halacha of Rav that the tayim meis latzman, the tamei meis latzman. Both of those halachas are explained because mechza is karay. Because mechza is karay. Yeah? That's what it seems to be mamish, a different sugya, argamar in the sugya m'sachem. Now, then you have Israel's question. Yeah? Then you have Israel's question. Because you can't be taking it too. The same kashya we had down here, Trey Rubi B'chad Man Aleka, if we're going over there, that I mean, it just, when Rashi says it, just brings out the question even stronger, right? That if we're saying over there, Be'etzim Mechz is Karayv, and we're taking it both ends. We're saying the Tameim is Karayv, and that's why they're not Nidcha. We're saying the Tarim is Karayv, and that's why they can't do Betumah, because they're Karayv. Right? Roy Tarim. So, then you have, why we have the question of Shreirub B'chadman. Is it karayv? Is it not karayv? Is it karayv to meim or karayv tayr? So, al kapanim, maskan of the gemara is mechza not karayv. In fact, Taisvis, in time, at parakan the erevim, maskin and karayv papadam, at paras kaim in mutter, paras kaim in mutter. Therefore, paras kaim is mutter, meaning that the oimid, the mechitza, yeah, 50-50. The mechitza is only 50%. So we say, parts ka'imid, you know, it's equally airspace as mechitza. We say, it's mutter. L'chayr was saying, because mechitza is karayt. Oinir l'chalik. In Shari Surin, the Dov told me, so could it say that maybe the mechleik is over here, Rav and what's his name? Nach and Kana. So Rav Rav Kana is dafka by Shechita, we're telling Chiyas, and then maybe like, you know, like we were grappling with the point yesterday that by Shechita is telling Chiyas, so what's the issue of Mechza Karayv? What could be, like, the only side that Mechza is not Karayv is because for Chiyas, you need, like you said, for Chiyas, by Trepas, by Shechita, there you need right. Al Chiyas. That Taisa says. It's funny, like Taisus, like even speaks this out. The Taisus, you know, shoots it out of the sky. He can't say that because he loved him. I see him in Tana. I mean, Gemara. If you tell me Machleik is just issue, Machleik is only by something that's through Chiyas, then what are we asking for the Tana? Right? It's a separate Machleik is here like Shechita. So therefore, the Taisus we can't make that chiluk. The Meila, we see the Machleik is here is not just limited to Shechita, includes Tanner as well. So once including Tanner, then we have a kasha Why are we paskin mechza nakarayv? And then we paskin parts kaim and mutter and mechitzas kosher. Zok taisvis. Of gam taim, the be'erev in le'maisi la. In Erev, it doesn't mean down in the case of Tanur. Behind the Ma'isi Hasan, the Ma'isi Hacha. The Torah is saying, it seems to be, there's two different sugis over here. The discussions that we're having in our sugi, the discussion we're having in that sugi, seems to be a different discussion. What's going on? The Torah says, V'shem yesh l'chalak, d'och isr v'tumba v'hasl v'in mechitza v'loy dami, sasam v'loy pirish. The Torah says, what's the svar? He doesn't say anything. Maybe there's a difference. Yeah, mechitz is different. Oh, so Rav Zalman, Nevin Ozel, Rav Zalman in Hilchos Sukkah. Rav Zalman wants to say like this. He wants to say like this. We want to say there's a fundamental difference between our sugya of mechza karayv and the sugya over there of parts ka'imid by mechitza, parts ka'imid mutter. In our sugya mechza karayv, the discussion is there you need a din raiv. Yeah, like we're saying the whole time. Not like the beis halev. Mechza karayv is when be'etzem you need raiv. Shail is mechza karayv. Right? And he said, don't tell me that the Gemara seems to say not like that. The Gemara says, Hoch Agam Rachman Lasinai, Gemash Mesinai, out the Shai Aruba. Right? Out the Shai Aruba's mashma. Not that you need right, just don't leave over right. 50% you didn't leave over right. Nick is not to leave over right. I didn't leave over right. So why do I need 50%? Zok Viz Zalman, Vegashmak. But we saw in our Taisvis, not like that. We discussed the Taisvis on top, at least in his Teretz, right? We said the Shita, that Taisvis says, what's the Iker? Where does it start? It doesn't start when we say, Hach Agam Lassina, Atashai Ruba, doesn't mean, that's not where it starts. That's not the side of it, right? Because as Shita explained, that wasn't even the Lashon of Hashem to Moshe. And Moshe does al d'shai ruba. That's just what comes out. What comes out is al d'shai ruba. What's he say? Where does it start? Look how he says that totally adam b'chashivus. The mishum l'choshev mechza keroy shari leil. The yesh kan shir hechsher shchita. Yeah. So in other words, it starts with the svara that mechza is keroy. Mechza has the chashivus of roy. Memeila, that the halach is al d'shai ruba. Yeah, the din is the mice al d'shai ruba. It's enough to have mechza, but not because the only din is they need mechza, because mechza is keroyv. Memeila mesvara, because that's the chashivas. Mechza has chashivas. What? Because mechza, Taisa says, what is Rav Svara? Because mechza is keroyv. Yeah. Has a chshivas of a roiv, so therefore, when the Torah says shech lemaisa, as long as you don't leave over roiv, it's okay. Not because you only need half. Not because the side is don't leave over roiv. The side is they need roiv in shechita. Yeah, but since mechz is karoiv, since mechz has a chshivas of roiv, so mesvara mechz is karoiv, so mesvara you have a shechita. Even though you need roiv, you have a roiv. Oh, so now when it's melo, when the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim says that you have to shech, you have to shech, you have to shech. What it means lemais is don't leave over roiv. But not that's the yisrael of shechita, not leaving over roiv. 50% is enough. No, you need mechzak roiv. That's where Rizalman speaks out. Very gishmak, like where we talk learned the pteisus. Where we learn the pteisus. Oh, so melo says Rizalman. So Meila is up to Mrs. Zalman. So therefore, you can't tell me that's the Yisoid. So Meila, that's me need right. So that's me Yisoid again. So Yisoid of Mechzika Roiv by Shechita and Ar Sugya and by Mars Dimian Tatuma is because there you need a chashivas of right. So there, Hashem came by mechitza. Yeah, parts kaimid. There's a grizalman that they're for carrot. There, if the parts is more, if it's the open area is more, then the pshat is, then it's mevatel the mechitza. There's a gemara in Erevin that I say that the avir on this side, the avir on that side is mevatel the oimid. Yeah. So over there the pshat is. So it's the male of this, not the pshat that you need right. There's no din that you need right by mechitza. It's just that if it's right parut, then the right parut is mevatel daimin. So berega, that's 50-50. So you don't have right parut. If you don't have right parut, the parut is not mevatel. Is not mevatel daimin. Once the parut is not mevatel daimin, that means you have an daimin. Once you have an ayimid, then that's a mechitza. So meila, so again, by shechita, be'etzem, you need roi. Like we're saying the whole time. Elamai, mech says k'roi. Mech has a chshivas of roi. Yeah? So meila, and that we say, then no, maskana, mech says not k'roi. Mech says not have a chshivas of roi. Mech says mech, roi is roi. That's a maskana zagamar. Mashenge be'erevin, the issue be'erevin, yeah, the issue by Erevin is not that you need Rive, Oymid, Elmai, we're getting it with Mechzika Rive. That's why Pascha Paritzka Oymid is Mutter. No, they're Fakar. If you have Rive Paritz, Rive airspace, so then the Rive airspace is Mevatel, that's Lashon HaGemara in Erevin, it's Mevatel to Oymid. Because Kili don't have an Oymid Bechla. The airspace, the air on both sides, if it's Rive, knocks it out as if it's all here. So meila berega that it's 50-50, yeah. So meila now 50-50, there 50 is enough. As long as you don't have roiv avir to knock out the oymid, then it's okay. So therefore, so it's not the pshat that you mechzik roi, that you need roi. You tell me, you see in our sugya, mechzik is not roi, maskana. So there also mechzik should not be roi. No, over there you don't need roi. There you don't need roi. All you need is to stop the avir, the paritz, from overpowering the ayamid. And for that, it's enough. It's 50-50. Only when the parrot is more, then it's about the ayimid. That's what Zalman wants to suggest. That's Prantaisus, the Chil of the Mechitza, and our circuit.
Is that like
the
Beis HaLevi?
No. He's cold, cool to come against the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi says that by Shechita.
He's
saying by Shechita not. That was the whole problem in the beginning. He's showing Prantaisus, not like that.
How could half be Mevatel?
It's not Mevatel. That's not it. And Mechitza is not Mevatel. If there was Rive Parutz, then it would be Mevatel Daimid. But Regan at 50-50, so now you don't have right to Mevatel. Mela, you have 50 is enough. As long as it's not Batel, then it's a Mechitza. That's Isai. That's you have a Mechitza here. Elmai, if it's Rive Parutz, that's Mevatel the Mechitza. But regular 50-50, then it's okay. That's a Zalman's Mahalach, beautiful pshat. This is Sosim, Sosim with periods. Maybe Mahalach, yeah? So, like dummy. Go, knock head against the wall. Okay. Now, this is Taisus Teretz. Now, in the other Shainim, we might have other trutzim to Taisus Kasha. Taisus Kasha again. Steering the sugis, we paskin mechs is not kariv, shchita, and over there the gav erevin we say paris kaimid is mutter. You know, we only have 50% of the mechitza. There we say it's okay. The chayra part. So we see that mechs is kariv. So the ravid in the Sefer Kosov Shom, it's not a whole fascinating, like a whole just a whole new idea. And the guy Mamish puts it into our Gemara. The guy takes the Rive and puts it into the Gemara. A whole different shot that's in the whole sugya, in the whole Gemara, where he reads our Gemara. The Rive says, the Rive brings in the idea of Eftel Tamsin. I read Gemara before born in the concept. We say Eftel Tamsin. Gemara said, by the what you call it? Yeah, by the town or the Eftel Tamsin. Taisa says, Taisa discusses that. That there's a whole sugya, Gemara's all over the place, whether this idea of Yafshal Tzamtzein, is there a difference between B'dei Adam and B'dei Shemayim? The Hainu. We say it's Yafshal Tzamtzein, it's not going to happen naturally, exactly 50-50. But if you try, a person that B'dei Adam, meaning you try to do something exact, you could do it. Okay? So there you say, the fact that we're handling over here, Mechza Karayv. We're handling Mechza Karayv. It must be that's Efshal Tzamtzein B'dei Adam. If it's Efshal Tzamtzein B'dei Adam, so how can I say, oh, I cut exactly half, yeah, and therefore it's kosher. Mechza Keroi. Who said you cut half? It's Efshal Tzamtzein. Maybe you cut, drop less. Elamai is a crisis. We see from our Gemara, and we see from the Gemara and Erevin also, we see V'han liparitz kaim etz, you see it's shayach b'dei adam, it's efshal tzamtzein. Okay? That's what Taisa says. Comes along the Ravid, and the Ravid says, when we paskin, yeah, the Ravid says, the whole sugya, yeah, of the sugya of paritz kaim and mutter not, yeah, Shlomo, the shayach liparitz kaim and mutter not, that's totally haguf and efshal tzamtzein. Yeah, the shayla. If we say paras kaim is mutter, yeah, it's not that it's mutter because the actual tzamtzein. It's not that paras kaim is aser, it's because the actual tzamtzein. Yeah, the Rabbi says, "I've got ifsik hilchasa, shapavdar mutter, kivan." He says, "Kim the actual tzamtzein." Lini this the Rabbi says, "Lini lechumra, the puner bered Rabbi Yehuda." Yeah, as Dr. Ravid, he implies that by and the Rajah speaks this out, Beferish, Raj ben Erevin, that's the Ravid, that Mechitza is on this whole Shaila of Paras Kaim is on Shaila Rabbana. The Rajah, we say that there's enough Mechitza over here, even in the Manam in Paras Kaim is Asr, the Rajah says it's really Mokka. Okay, 50% Mechitza, that's enough for the Rajah. So the whole Shaila is just Rabbana. Okay, that's what Rajma says, at least that's the Ravid. Yeah? So Mela says the Ravid that with the Rabbanon, why are we passing parts going in Mutter? Because with the Rabbanon we say, Efshal Tzamtzein. The Rabbanon will say, Efshal Tzamtzein. But when it comes to Shaila the Ravid, so we're going to say, no, we're not going to say Efshal Tzamtzein. Now, he says, so every time you want to be done, is it Efshal Tzamtzein or not? Depends. It's a suffix. Very sad. That's a suffix. Yeah. Efshal Tzamtzein or not. When it comes to the rice, so we say Efshal Tzamtzein b'chumra. When it comes to the bottom, we'll say Efshal Tzamtzein. So this is what we're passing like that our papa, the person going mut, as long as it's a rabbanon, as long as it's a rabbanon. Meila, Dr. Rashba and Eric. There was a garage in there. What? Why is the Rabban over there? I don't know the sugi well enough. You have to say that the fact that you have 50% mechitza, that's enough for the rice. That wasn't a shayla. I'm not living in Erevin right now enough to answer your question. Agabanim, oh, Meir Zod Rajba in Erevin. If he's there, we have another teretz kasha. Yeah? If you say, Rabbi said, if you say the Raiv it is, Yeah, the reason why Paskin, Paratz Kayin Mutter, is because it's telling Efshel Tzamtzein. It's telling Efshel Tzamtzein. So sin, so by the bottom we say Efshel Tzamtzein, Nivah Paratz Kayin is Mutter. So we say, you know, you got it exact. And when Achash, maybe it's really parts Meruba. Right? We say Efshel Tzamtzein, it's Rabban, Efshel Tzamtzein. Melodrajba, Fizay, you have another issue with Taiz Kasha. Right? What's his problem? In Arsa, we paskin, we say, Mechts is not Karoi. Over there, we say, Chor Mechts is Karoi, Paras Kaim is Mutter. The answer is, Kun de Rai. Over there, it's Rabbana. At Bona, we say, Efshel Tzamtzein. And we say, maybe Yitaka have 50%. Amud, yeah. Hashem can make us. Shchit is a shayla deraisa. Yeah. See, so how can you tell me that Mechts is karoy, but Efshel Tzamtzein? Efshel Tzamtzein. Maybe he didn't do 50%. Even though it's they are done. Still, we say by the raisa, Efshel Tzamtzein. So, Meir, that's a simple tarot. There are two sugis.
Is that
also? Also a child of the rice.
I know of ancient the law in the Torah, that's just their abundance, so then
it would be
a child of something. Man, the ancient law in the Torah. So, if he's there, a man, the ancient law in the Torah, and then Efshel Tzamtzein is a child of the rice.
But only by
oath.
Yeah.
He said, the man by oi.
I'm saying,
comes out another nafkamina in this raiv. Man the Omar. Comes out a chiddush lawach in this raiv. Man the Omar. Ain't she doit mena taira? Yishech roiv. Chatzi of the kana by an oi will be okay. Well, that going to Raman Yom. Very nice. I'll be in a kaba nafkamina in this raiv. Now, the Goyin is very interesting. The Goyin stoops this Ravid into our Gemara. Yeah? And then, suddenly, they just twist, you know, twist it. The whole Gemara point is, yeah? It's up there again. So over there, there was a Shaila, the Abichazazis, it's on half, the Mechlekes, there's a Pasal Esrei. Two days, as the guy, it's totally in whether or not there's Efshel Tzamtzein. Okay? Yesh Paislim, hello, it's 50, exactly 50%. So that's Paritz Kaimid, it should be Mutter. But we say, the guy, the sheet holds, that I feel beyond me Efshel Tzamtzein. Yeah. Oh, Vehi Dechulin says the guy. Maskin and Sham Kula Alma Mechza Mechza Einik Arayv. Yeah, right. Say Mechza Mechza Einik Arayv says the guy. Mishum the Beino and Roy Vanir Leinayim. Argamar says you need Roy Leinayim. Yeah, sounds familiar. By Treifa, the Mosha extended that to Shechita. Now, what's the idea of Roy Benir Leinayim? Says the guy, in Hayim Mishum, the Efshel Tzamtzein. Now, Ufreis. Yeah? Ufreis. Yeah? Now, a whole different Gemara. He turned the Gemara on its head. And the Gemara says, when Rabbi Shani Treifa, being Roy Benir Leinayim, why are you Roy Benir Leinayim? Because it seems like he's reading into the Gemara. Why are you writing near Leinayim? Huh? Why? Because he has Efshel Tzamtzein. So it's not that the Etzem Mechts is not Karoy. The Etzem you need Roy. The way we learn the Gemara Kipshut, the way all the Shayim learn the Gemara. Yeah? The child is, you need a minimal Roy, or you need Roy in the Rhyme, and Nikkev Chul, then we had all the different Zitas. Yeah? But everyone's learning the Gemara, Avadi need Roy, yeah? And everybody makes Kavachaymer and everything. Yeah, that's the whole sugya. Comes along the Gain, yeah, based on this Ravid, yeah, and he bases it on the Ravid. Because the Ravid said, the Ravid brought in the sugya of Efshel Tamsen. Yeah, the Paschal, like a papa, the Paras Gain Mutter, because Efshel Tamsen. Yeah? So he learns, says the Gain, the being a regular lion, behind him is Shum, the Efshel Tamsen. Mizesh Am a Ravid. The Efshel Tamsen. The bein and rabbi early night. Yeah? By the Raisa. What's that? By hate the parts going in. Oh, so here the guy's a little funny. He's going to derive it. So, and according to derive it, why is parts going in mutter? What? Because their bottom was the actual Samson, right? So there, yeah, the guy does a funny thing. And he says, if he departs going in, mishum the hoch agam rachmana. Hooray, there was the Gemara said, Lashon, Hoch Agra, when there was a Paras Kayim Mutter, Mandam Paras Kayim Mutter, yeah? Hoch Agra Rachman al Maisha, that what? That you shouldn't be pirates, right? Yeah, Al Tifrait's right, yeah? Paras Kayim, if it's equal, it's okay. Al Tifrait's right. Says the guy, so why is the Kasha over there? If the Epshel Tzamtzein, if you hold the Epshel Tzamtzein, so why is it kosher? The Rav says that we hold the Efshel Tamsen, right? Okay, the Rav also says it's only by the Rav, not by the Bonham. Say it. Look at the Rav, we say Pshat and the Rav. The Rav says, you need Efshel Tamsen. Efshel Tamsen. So what's happening by why is Parash Kari Mutter? It's Efshel Tamsen. Well, kosher, that maybe it's less. Maybe it's not 50%. Zok the Gain. The more of this is Hoch Agar Rachmana. He stoops that into the Agmer Rachmana. Shleiter arrive, Hanir Leinayim parts. Meaning, all this is in the Alach Meshuv Sinai. Why is parts going to be mutter? Because the Alach Meshuv Sinai says, don't have parts, more parts. That's Nir Leinayim. But if it's not Nir Leinayim, it looks like it's 50-50, then the Halacha Mishnah is machsher. Because the Halacha Mishnah says, Al Tifrei Zruba, not objectively, it shouldn't be more, the airspace shouldn't be, the piritza shouldn't be more than the Aymed, right? It shouldn't be more near Lanayimdik. It shouldn't be more that you can actually see. Yeah? That's Halacha Mishnah Zina. Yeah? And he says also, Zemdurt, Kush Taisus, our Taisus. Yeah, Zemdurt, our Taisus, one second. Mishum, Chulam, we have a Chemitrapis, the Mechzakasha, Mishum, the Hachigamer, Mishum Hachigamer, the Bina, Roy, Benir Leinai. Hence, I'm dying to Mashkita, one second. Zok the Gain, yeah, that the Chiluk, because by Erevin, the Lachem Shpitzinai was, Al Tifra Juba, don't be pirates right, that's Nir Lanayim right. Yeah? And by Shechita, okay, the Hach Agar Rachmana, that you need right, that the Shechita has to be right in the Nir Lanayim. That's how the guy. So again, the guy's pushing, taking the Ravid. The Ravid brings in the idea of Efshel Tzamtzein and that. And the guy. So we say that what there's probably Efshel Tzamtzein. So now the shaila is, what was the Halacha Mishnah Sinai telling me? The Halacha Mishnah was taking into consideration the Efshel Tzamtzein. So when it said Al Tifra Zruba, it meant don't be pirates. Arrive, that's a clear right. Yeah? Mashchita is the other way. That's a sure clawly of the guy over here. Hey, Mamash, like, takes our Gemara and, like, turns it totally on its head. Okay. What? And the way he's saying the Taicha Nir Lanayim is because he's saying, don't be pirates with Nir Lanayim. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. The Gemara of Vayit. What?
Isn't the whole thing of Red Nan
what?
Isn't Red Nan just the Gadu Shrikah? That's where we brought the Holy.
Correct. That's true. So the way the guy is learning, Maisa, yeah. Again, I don't know what really learns the Gemara because Rava said Rava's mechalik, not by treif and not by shechita, and then Abaye says makes a kal v'chaimer. According to the guy, the idea of the nir le'nayim, yeah, the nir le'nayim is that was goof and alach mesh mesina. The guy said that's he wants to answer Tosfos. So like. I don't know. I don't know where that happened in the Gemara. I'm asking. The guy like comes there like Hilchas Sukkah, Hilchas Lulav. All of a sudden, like he has a whole sukkah in our Gemara, and he like a whole crazy pshat. Okay, right. Look more right. Mishnah that said, "Roy Bechad Boy." Yeah, Roy Bechad Boy. The Mishnah Rei told us the beginning. Ruba Shalecha Kamayu. Hashaycha Yechad Boiv. Shnayim Mehem. Ruba Shalecha Kamayu. So why is there a repeat? Yeah? Lukasha? I'm just reading the Gemara. Roi Bechad Boiv. Sefer Mishnah said. This time listen. Roi Bechad Boiv. Roi Shnayim Mehem. Roi Gemara. Tanina Chod Nebzimna. Ruba Shalecha Kamayu. And the Reish says, Shalecha Yechabayu, Shnayim Behema, Ruba Shalecha Kamayu. Rav is enough. So why is Mishnah telling me twice that Rav is enough? After the Gemara, Am Rav Aishia, Chad B'chulim, Chad B'kachim, Etzricha. Yashmin Echulin, Hasam Hu Desag Ilei B'ruba. Mishum, L'lab L'dam U'tzarech, Abakachim L'dam U'tzarech, Eim Aitiskelei B'ruba. So if we just say one, not the other, I would think that Stavka by Roiv helps by Chulin, but not by Kachim. Why? Because Kachim is a Svar L'damu Tzarek, says Rashi. Adam would start with Zrika. So since by Kach you need to do Zrika's Adam and Mizbech, so Mela, that's why maybe Rav doesn't help. You have to do it all Simon. Yeah? Oh. Adikakule. Vyashmina and Kachim. Fine, the ledger's telling me Chilish by Kachim, it helps Rav Kolshkin by Chulin. Mishum, Nodam would start. Then I would say that Kachim needs Rav. Avachun, Nodam light Tzarek. Aim of Palgasagile. Aim of Palgasagile. I would have a meaning that it's enough to shecht half. Even though Yesh Lod, I read the Gemara proved before, right? They can't just shecht half, right? We arrived from Trefa. We arrived from Chatzichan Apakum. Right? So what if we just say Kachim Ramishna, I'd figure out from the other Mishnahs that you can't just do half. Anyway, well, so Kitzer, so that's why we need both. Okay? So now, an interesting Rambam. Yeah? Between Godim is down the Rambam. Rambam, have a Rambam Avoida. Well, it's for the same value. Where's the Rambam again? In the Safa, where is it?
Dalet Ches.
What?
Dalet Ches.
Dalet
Ches.
That's
that one.
Where's it?
Dalet Ches.
Nice Kabonis?
Nice Kabonis, Dalet Ches.
Nice Kabonis. Oh, so Rambam is interesting. Rambam says by carbon. Yeah. What does Rambam say? You know the whole speech, the whole shikl over there, how you have to do it, how you have to shecht it, you have to take out the siman and put it into the mizrach and shecht it, so you get all the dam. You need to be kabbal dam, right? Oh, the other Rambam says, v'sheichet shnayim, ayroiv shnayim. Yeah? Kadesh is kabbal dam kulubikli. Yeah? What does Rambam say? Shechet Shnayim, Oyroiv Shnayim. Says the Prima Gadim, Smashim Rambam, there's no Din Chathila, the Shech too. No Din Chathila, the Shech the whole Semen. It's enough, right? Shnayim, Oyroiv Shnayim. There are two options. Two equal options, not for the Eved. Two equal options, yeah? This is Medayag and Rambam. Aye. But by Chulin, in Shechit, the Rambam says, the Shechit HaMa'ula is in Yechitilin Nibot, which is the Gemara of Zayin. The Gemara says that, the Mishnah says, Losh B'di'evet, Iba Yisema, yes, Iba Yisema, Echad Baif, Iba Yisema, Rubi Shalecha, Kamayu. Yeah? That what? Rubi Shalecha, Kamayu. That what? That's B'di'evet. But Yechitilin, Yishak, the whole Simen. So why were they not? Yeah? Why because you're not? Says Prima Gadim. They're Pelag Gazach, Pelag Gadim. And I didn't see anyone that asked Prima Gadim. Look Prima Gadim. What's Prima Gadim tell us? That ain't Shvus B'Mikdash. Right? Ain't Shvus B'Mikdash. Zero, you might not check the whole thing. You might not check the right. So made as a klal, and she was a mikdash. We don't have gezeres in the mikdash. Therefore, in the base of mikdash, it's enough. Therefore, in the base of mikdash, it's enough to shecht roi. That's Prima Gadim's teretz. Moshe is fine with that teretz.
Oh, it doesn't feel that
way. What? Why not? Why should we worry? Why should we worry? Why should we worry? Why said that? You have me in a... You need the whole thing. Mashma, no. But it doesn't. It's a Gemara. It's not me, I'm saying it. Huh? Everyone's sitting here quiet. Good. No one has any problems over here. Huh? I should.